This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We've all seen glitzy fashion ads, right? Billboards, of course, glossy magazine spreads to maybe television sometimes. You know the drill, right? A growing number of fashion companies, though, are branching out. They're using short films to promote their brands, as Audrey Quinn reports.
Lauren Wolkstein has her eyes glued to YouTube. She's watching the latest Wes Anderson movie.
No! Oh, that was Jason Schwartzman in a car and he just crashed.
The film's not for theaters. It's for Prada, the fashion label. It's just about 7 minutes long.
Water!
This is actually very entertaining.
Just about every major fashion house now has a short indie film online. Prada commissioned Wes Anderson. Yves Saint Laurent used Darren Aronofsky. Dior got Sofia Coppola to make its movie. Lauren Wolkstein, the woman watching the movie, is an indie director herself. She's had 3 films at Sundance, and she's made a fashion film for Gucci.
To me, it was like, oh, I don't have to worry about dressing the actors. I don't have to worry about the location. They gave me everything to play with, and I was able to tell a story with these amazing clothes.
Wolkstein says it can take years to raise enough money to finance a film, even for established indie directors. Commissions from big brands take that problem away.
They're saying, I love your work. Here's some money. Pretty much take this money and run with it and tell your stories. And the only requirements, if any, is to put the name and the brand on the film.
She says having a fashion brand as your patron, giving you free rein, it actually raises a filmmaker's street cred. But what's in it for the brand?
I think fashion brands struggled for a long time to go online.
That's Quinn Mai. She's founder of the agency Moving Image and Content. She helps fashion companies with digital marketing.
They sell exclusivity, aspiration. And for a long time, the online space was the antithesis of that.
But having a web film with a fancy director, that gives fashion houses the exclusivity they're aiming for.
When brands like Prada spend exorbitant amount of monies on their films online, they're trying to create a halo effect for their brand that crosses not only their target consumer, but maybe the consumer who buys their sunglasses or buys their nail polish.
But, Mai says, when brands hire big-name directors to make their films, it can take away attention from the brand.
Because all people say is, have you seen that Wes Anderson short? I'm not sure that that was a Prada piece.
So far, the Wes Anderson film for Prada only has about 400,000 views on YouTube, which makes it about 30 times less popular than a home video of a baby shooting a basketball. In New York, I'm Audrey Quinn from Marketplace.